Wonderful. Well, we're so happy to have you here today. Like I said, it's a real honor. And I would love to understand and have you describe the current state of health disparities for maternal and child health today in the US. And then maybe describe some of the stats around that, what the issues are, and how social determinants play a role in that.
Sure, it's pretty clear if we look at many of the stats regarding women of color that they are not doing so well in terms of health outcomes. For example, if we look at pregnancy-related deaths, which is considered the death of a woman during pregnancy or within 1 year of the end of pregnancy from a complication of that pregnancy. Or a chain of events initiated by the pregnancy, or any really aggravation associated with this, it hits Black women, American Indian women, and Alaskan Native women 2 to 3 times more like are more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women. And this disparity increases with age, and this has been done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report. So we know that this is a really significant issue, and that it's about time that we really think about starting to address this. Now, many times we think this is just due to socioeconomic status, but this is not true. It is known that Black women with at least a college degree are still 5.2 times likely to have to face these consequences compared to their white counterparts.
I'd like to understand what some of the factors are in those disparities and how hospitals and healthcare systems can address them.
It's thought that most pregnancy-related deaths are preventable, and that many of the the causes for this can actually be addressed. We do know that there's higher rates of disrespect and abuse within the system, that there's higher rates of stress associated with situational experiences of racial discrimination. As we probably know, even from some of the items that have made the popular press about, for example, Serena Williams, when she knew that she had a complication from her pregnancy where she was not really believed by the staff. And so this happens to Black women more commonly than it does to white women. And this is something that we can really address by listening to women during their pregnancy and when they know that there is a problem. So I do think that we have to, as the healthcare profession has to be more cognizant of listening to the women of color.